For Wednesday, October 6th, it's the early word from the WNYC newsroom. Hi, I'm Lance Lucky in for Isaac Davey Aronson with a look at this morning's top news stories, the day ahead, and reporting highlights from the WNYC news team. Coming up, Andrea Bernstein has learned that New Jersey Governor Christie is about to pull the plug on the Trans-Hudson Rail Tunnel. And believe it or not, the candidates for New York governor talk about bread-and-butter economic issues. We'll start with the morning's top headlines just ahead.
The Early Word is a production of WNYC Radio. You can support this podcast by making a donation at WNYC.org, where you can also get the latest updates on this morning's headlines on the news page.
The man who drove a failed car bomb into Times Square in May has been sentenced to life in prison by a federal judge in Manhattan. WNYC's Elsa Chang was in the courtroom to hear Faisal Shahzad's statement before his sentencing.
Not much has changed since Shahzad's guilty plea in June. His hair is a bit longer, his beard a little thicker, but he struck that same defiant tone from June. He told the judge during his sentencing, quote, "We are only Muslims, but if you call us terrorists, we are proud terrorists, and we will keep on terrorizing you." When Judge Miriam Goldman Cederbaum announced she was imposing a sentence of life in prison, Shahzad exclaimed, "Allahu Akbar, for God is great." The judge said she was giving Shahzad the harshest sentence possible because of his total lack of remorse, his desire to repeat the crime, and the need to deter others who wanted to follow in his footsteps. She told him to spend his time in prison, thinking carefully about whether the Quran wants him to kill people. Shahzad responded that he was happy with the deal God has given him. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.
With European officials on heightened alert for potential terrorist activity, the State Department on Sunday issued a travel alert for Americans living or traveling there. Now, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly is saying that people should be more vigilant in New York as well.
New York certainly remains a target, and we don't live in that type of world where we can only look overseas. The world has gotten to be a much smaller place.
The NYPD has been trying to make targets such as mass transit facilities and hotels more secure. Kelly says that over the last 20 years, 40% of the documented terrorist attacks have hit transit hubs. This Friday in Manhattan, there will be a multi-agency drill focusing on critical high-traffic transit points. Federal prosecutors charged 8 dock workers from the Port of New York and New Jersey with drug trafficking. U.S. Attorney Prep Barrara says they unloaded duffel bags full of cocaine from ships from Panama.
As alleged, longshoremen were paid between $50,000 and $100,000 per duffel bag that was offloaded off the container. So a longshoreman could potentially make as much as he might make in an entire year from the offloading of a single duffel bag.
Barrara says they intercepted 1.3 metric tons of cocaine destined for New York City and points beyond. He says the investigation also uncovered a stock pump-and-dump scheme. One dock worker and 10 others were charged with committing millions of dollars worth of wire fraud in that case. Residents and police say that despite two recent attacks on gay men in Manhattan, anti-gay violence does not appear to be part of a larger trend. WNYC's Kathleen Horan has more.
People in the West Village say that overall the neighborhood still feels pretty safe, especially compared to the 90s and earlier. But others in the area say they are being more cautious.
I think there should be more police presence.
Maurice Capril provides security for the Hangar Bar on Christopher Street.
Why are you hanging out in the street? What are you doing in the corner? What are you doing in front of the pizza place if you're not eating pizza?
A spokesman for the local precinct says the NYPD actually has a special cabaret unit that patrols the area from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., especially on the weekends. Three men have been charged in connection with the pair of bias attacks, including one that took place at the Stonewall Inn, the iconic bar that's considered a national landmark in the gay rights movement. Five suspects still remain at large, according to the NYPD. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.
Meanwhile, New Jersey prosecutors say they may not have enough evidence to add bias charges on top of the invasion of privacy counts already leveled against two Rutgers University students. 18-year-old freshman Tyler Clementi jumped off the George Washington Bridge 3 days after his sexual encounter with another man was secretly webcast by his roommate and another student. Forget extramarital affairs and salacious emails. The candidates for governor of New York are now talking about the state's economy and job creation. At a business breakfast in Midtown Manhattan Tuesday, Republican Carl Paladino talked about a tax he says he'll eliminate.
The capital gains tax for manufacturing, which is included in the franchise tax. Actually, it's a sort of a redundancy. The franchise tax, capital gains tax for manufacturers, not the capital gains tax of the state in, for personal income. No.
Earlier this week, his Democratic rival Andrew Cuomo was on Long Island talking about job creation. Cuomo says we need tax breaks as well, but he proposes a regional approach.
The way economies happen now is they happen regionally. There's a regional strategy that we need for Long Island. Different strategy and different plan for Western New York. Different strategy for the Hudson Valley. There is no one New York State economic development plan.
Cuomo has spent practically his entire career in the public sector, while Palladino has been a developer in the private sector. As WNYC's political reporter Ozzie Paberer explains, they come at these economic issues from different perspectives.
Cuomo was the HUD secretary, and he's currently the state attorney general. And he says that government can be reined in, behave better, and work as a partner with the private sector. Palladino talks almost exclusively about cutting taxes and getting government out of the way of the private sector.
For more on the gubernatorial race, click on our political site. It's a free country at WNYC.org. Taking a look at today's calendar, President Obama awards the Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Robert J. Miller. Later today, he'll be in New Jersey for a Democratic National Committee fundraising dinner at a private residence in Creskill. The Supreme Court hears arguments in a First Amendment case, Snyder v. Phelps. Albert Snyder is the father of a Marine killed in Iraq whose funeral was picketed by Reverend Fred Phelps and his anti-gay fundamentalist Westboro Baptist Church. They seek national publicity for their opposition to gay rights by picketing military funerals. Protests from both sides are likely today. And leading Alzheimer's experts and those personally affected by Alzheimer's disease will gather to announce the formation of U.S. Against Alzheimer's. Among the attendees in Washington, retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, whose husband suffers from the neurodegenerative disease, and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, sponsor of the Alzheimer's Treatment and Caregiver Support Act. Just some of what's happening this Wednesday. Three sources familiar with the Trans-Hudson River Tunnel Project are telling WNYC that barring a last-minute reprieve, Governor Chris Christie will announce later this week that he's pulling the plug on the $8.7 billion transit tunnel from New Jersey to Manhattan. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein has more.
New Jersey has committed $2.7 billion towards this project, with the rest coming from the federal government and the Port Authority. Construction got going in 2009, but last month Governor Christie halted the project, saying he wanted to review the cost. Now, several sources say Christie has made up his mind that it's just too risky and that he needs the money for roads. Speaking while campaigning for the Illinois governor in Chicago today, Christie said he's made no decision, but he made his thinking clear.
New Jersey's broke. And the federal government's made it clear that New Jersey will be on the hook for any cost overruns on the project.
Neither New Jersey Transit, the Port Authority, nor the Federal Transit Administration offered comment. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And for more on this story, go to the Transportation Nation blog at WNYC.org.
Come all you strap hangers, so young, old, and fine, and seek not to travel on the IRT line.
If you think the subways are bad today, just think what they were like 25 years ago. WNYC has posted parts of a strap hangers campaign report from 1985. The watchdog organization is about to come out with a new report ranking different subway lines this morning. The song you're hearing in the background, by the way, was written around the same time by folk singer Bob Norman to reflect the conditions of the city subways. It's based on an old coal mining song, Dark as a Dungeon. One of the lyrics, the doors will not open and the windows are soiled. The strap hangers back then found that one out of every four subway cars had a broken door panel. To see excerpts from the strap hangers campaign report from that bygone era, just go to WNYC.org. Let's wrap it up with the Gig Alert.
This is the howling at the moon. These are the arms you fell into. I am a fire and I must.
This is the minimalist folk music of singer and guitarist A.A. Bondi. His most recent album, When the Devil's Loose, was recorded in a small studio in Mississippi.
This is an echo. This is the glory.
is the pounding of a midnight heart.
Bondi plays tonight at the Bowery Ballroom. You can download this song and get more of tonight's Gig Alerts at WNYC's Culture page. Just go to culture.wnyc.org. You can learn more about all the stories you heard here, download more podcasts, and go in depth with our reporters on the news blog. That's all at our website, wnyc.org. You can hear us there 24 hours a day, as well as on the air at 93.9 FM and AM 820. From the WNYC Newsroom, I'm Lance Lucky. Have a great Wednesday.